This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Pueblo 70 is among the school districts making masks optional as school starts there today. Todd Seip is a member of Pueblo 70's COVID response team. He tells Colorado Matters that the district will follow county or state mask mandates, but wants consistency.
If we're truly trying to stem the spread of this as the Delta variant is projected to increase here over the next couple of months, then we strongly believe that also they should be required across all indoor locations, not just schools.
Seip says about 70% of teachers in his Southern Colorado district are vaccinated against COVID-19. Colorado's hemp industry got some good news this week. U.S. regulators have signed off on the state's rules for the crop, and that means farmers can expand their hemp production without fear that they'll run afoul of federal officials. Colorado Agriculture Commissioner Kate Greenberg celebrated the approval at an event on a Front Range hemp farm.
With this new plan in place, we are creating a huge number of new opportunities to further hemp production and uses here in Colorado, from paper to plastic substitutes, fabric, hempcrete, detergent, soaps, insulation, biofuel, and so much more.
Colorado's hemp farmers will now have access to grants, loans, and crop insurance through the Department of Agriculture. A legislative commission on school readiness has started studying how to get more children in early education programs. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
There are about 400,000 children under the age of 6 in the state and 150,000 licensed childcare providers. The Office of Early Childhood's Mary Alice Cohen hopes to increase the number of slots by 5%.
The equivalent of opening up a childcare center every other day over the course of a year.
Other challenges. 80% of centers currently have a staffing shortage. They cite low wages as the biggest barrier to hiring. Still, advocates say public investment works. The majority of minority-owned childcare businesses say they stayed open because of federal help.